Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Hall of Famer Red Schoendings not only starred for the St. Louis Cardinals from 1945 through 1956, but managed the Redbirds in the World Series in 1964, 67, and 68. Red played for legendary managers Eddie Dyer and Billy Southworth in St. Louis before joining longtime baseball man Fred Haney, skipper of the Braves, in 1957. Join Red Schoendings as he tells us about pitchers Warren Spahn and Lou Burdett in his memory of the game.
Spahn was excellent. He was always around home plate, and so was Burdett. You know, when they say he threw the, he always said it was a sinker, but I guess it was something else. Once in a while, when you feel it a ground ball, you know there was something else there. It wasn't just a sinker. Well, I played for a lot of great managers, and Fred Haney was a real fine manager. He let you play. He knew he had a type of ball club that put him out on the ball field that'd give you 100%, and he played hard, and that's the way he wanted you to play hard, and that was one of his rules. You go out on the field, and you play hard. You show up in time, and the right time and all of this. He said, we have no problems. We'll win a lot of ball games and let it fall where it may, he'd say. But he was a good student of the game. He was around it a long time, Fred was. And he knew how to get along with the press. He knew how to get along with fans. He knew how to get along with the ball players. So that's a big thing. He was a great guy. One of my favorites.
How do you compare them, say, with an Eddie Dyer or a Billy Southworth, someone like that? Were they just of a different era or similar?
Well, it was a different era. I was with Billy Southworth my first year in St. Louis, and Billy was an outstanding manager. So was Eddie Dyer, you know. And everybody has different ways and different things, but the game is usually played about the same all the time. And you have to know what's going on, and if you do, no matter who you're playing for, I'm sure you're going to get along with the manager.
One last thought for Red Schoendings here, who's our guest on Memories of the Game. Mort Cooper. Sometimes we don't talk enough about him and what he brought to the table. And I know he's a little different kind of guy, but he was a heck of a pitcher.
Well, he was an outstanding pitcher. He knew how to pitch. He threw inside. He threw a heavy ball. You knew, you had a good idea what he was going to do also. And he was on top of everything, and he knew how to concentrate. He was out there and be focused just about every ball game he pitched, and that's what makes a good player. That's what makes a good pitcher. If you're out there, you stay focused, and you don't let anything rile you up and this and that. You get hit a lot of times. I know you see a lot of pitchers today and yesteryear or whatever. Somebody might get a broken bad base hit. They just fall apart rather than come back and get the next one. And they feel, oh, he was lucky or something. Sure, you're lucky, but a lot of times you hit a ball hard, too, right at somebody. But that's part of pitching, you know. And you got somebody that's on top of everything all the time, he's going to win.
Walker Cooper?
Well, Walker was just a good catcher. I mean, in them days, you know, the trades that was made there, you know, there wasn't much money in the game at that time or anywhere for anything. And I know the owners had to do a lot of trading once in a while in order to, Johnny Mize, who was there, you know, I wish we could have kept all them players in the 40s and in the 50s. We'd have won a lot of pennants, but that's up to the ownership and where they had to keep the club going. They had to make money somehow.
Well, what a pleasure. Thanks so much, Red. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
All right.
The Cooper brothers, Walker a catcher and Mort a pitcher, were mainstays of the Cardinals teams in the 40s. Walker Cooper, a power hitter, played in the majors for 18 seasons. A .285 lifetime hitter, Walker Cooper began his career with the Cards in 1940 and retired back with St. Louis in 1957. Red Schoendings, he played 19 years in the majors, hitting .289 with 2,449 hits. What an era of baseball. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.